Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the RealBengalsFans.com Trivia Championship Show, brought to you by RealBengalsFans.com. Make sure you check out the Facebook page. Also, go to www.RealBengalsFans.com for all your latest Bengals news. Tonight, we have a championship matchup between Scott Wilson and Sammy Stickler. Candace Gray was supposed to be here. Her son got sick. She had to take him to the hospital, so Sammy stepped in. Sammy lost a close contest last week to her, so Sammy, you're here to redeem yourself, and there are no Ben Jarvis Ellis Green questions this week.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that, Mike.
Now, I mean, Scott, how's your life changed again yet this week? I know they had a big pep rally at the school where you teach at to honor you for making it to the finals today.
It's been very exciting. Not one child asked me about it. It's unbelievable.
They're trying not to jinx you, I think.
No, they're not. I don't even know if they know what's going on, but I'm very excited. My wife's we're not speaking right now. She's in bed, so hopefully I won't get too excited and wake her up.
So I hear there's going to be a parade through Cleves, Ohio, if you win.
Nothing better than Cleves, Ohio parades, let me tell you. The West Side, you know it.
Yep, six homeless people and three drunks. Sometimes they're one and the same.
I'm not saying a word.
So, Sammy, are you ready to take on Scott? He's very arrogant, and I would love for you to put him in his place tonight.
Whatever. I will do my very best. I know I've listened to him. He sounds like he's very knowledgeable, and I'll do my best to be as good of a competitor as I can.
Well, the key there, I think, is he sounds very knowledgeable. But he's
calling me arrogant. You called me arrogant, really.
Yeah.
It starts already. We're 2 minutes into the show. I remember the last
one. Now he's going to talk crap to him, and he's going to go ahead and lose 5 points right away. All right, Scott, since you would technically be the higher seed, would you rather go first or would you rather go last?
I would like to go last.
Okay, where you belong. So, Sammy, you would go first. The way we're doing this is the way we did last time for the semifinals. You get a 10-point question if you answer correctly. Of course, you'll get 10 points. If you miss it, the other person will get a chance to answer it and get 5 points. So, question number one. Where did Cincinnati Bengals great Bob Trumpy play his college football?
Bob Trumpy. I'm going to go ahead and have to pass on that one. I'm not sure.
All right, Scott.
Bob Trumpy. That wasn't Notre Dame. How about Indiana?
How about you're wrong, Scott? The correct answer is the University of Utah.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either, believe it or not. All right, question number two. Scott Wilson, who scored the first touchdown in Bengals history?
First touchdown in Bengals history. Bob Johnson.
No. Sammy?
I'll go with Essex Johnson.
No. Paul Robinson. All right, this is not starting out well. Sammy, who was the Bengals' leading rusher in 1969?
That was Jess Phillips.
Yes, you got it. All right, Scott, time to get your head out of your ass. What school did Bengals legend Ken Riley attend?
Bengals legend Ken Riley. I'm going to say Florida A&M.
You are correct. So we are tied at 10. Sammy, who took over as the Bengals starting quarterback for Greg Cook and led the Bengals to the playoffs in
1970? Is that Virgil Carter?
You got it, Sammy.
Nice.
All right. Scott, who did the Bengals select with the first pick of the 1970 NFL draft?
The 1970 NFL draft. Jesus, God. 97. Was it Trumpy? It wasn't. I'm going to go with, he was a defensive player, Michael Reed, defensive tackle. I think he played.
You are correct. So we are tied 20-20. Sammy, name the only Bengals player to score two special team touchdowns in the same game.
It was a kickoff return and interception return by the corner. Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. Who was it? I wouldn't say Artrell Hawkins. But I don't think that's correct.
Now, the key is this. You said interception. These are two special teams touchdowns in the same game. Scott, you want to steal it?
I'm going to guess running back Eric Kattis. Or no, tight end Eric Kattis.
Okay. Now, that's just an asshole response. Eric Kattis was a tight end, and I don't think he scored two special teams touchdowns.
I don't think he ever scored two touchdowns, whatever.
The answer is Lamar Parrish. Actually, Lamar Parrish, in the 1970 season, the Bengals were 1-6. They went to Buffalo. Lamar Parrish blocked a kick, returned it for a touchdown, and then he returned the kickoff for a touchdown for 14 points. So, Scott.
Yes.
Kenny Anderson played college football at what college?
My dad knows this. Kenny Anderson. Are we talking a basketball player for the NBA? No, I'm kidding. University of Cincinnati.
No, Augustana College. Oh, well, hell, I was supposed to ask. Sammy, did you know that? I'll trust you.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, good, because that would have caused trouble, because Scott whines about every damn thing. All right, Sammy, who led the Bengals in passing yards in 1971?
1971 passing yards? Virgil Carter.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, Scott. Who did the Bengals select with their first pick in the 1983 draft?
Jesus.
No, it was not Jesus.
It was not Jesus?
No, it was not Jesus. They selected him in the third round in 1979.
Wait a second. Hold on. That would be Mr. Remington from Nebraska. Dave Remington.
That is correct. We are tied at 30. I'll tell you what. I can hear people just holding their breath, sitting on the edge of their beds, listening to this, can't go to sleep. Sammy, who did the Bengals select in the 10th round of the 1983 draft?
Come on, Mike. That's the year I was born. In the 10th round, are you kidding me? Go ahead, Scott. Take a shot at it.
You say the 83 draft?
I think it's an easy one. But
did you say you said the 83 draft?
Yeah.
It's Cromrye.
Yeah.
Final answer, yeah. I knew because he was a low, low pick, and I figured he'd ask me something like that.
From what college, Scott?
Oh, Nikes.
No, it was not the School of Defecation.
It was Big Ten College.
It was Wisconsin.
I wouldn't have gotten to college. I knew it was, but he was a wrestler, too. Wisconsin had a good wrestling team. Yeah.
All right, so who are we at? Scott, who led the Bengals in scoring in 1983?
I actually do not know this one.
It was Jim Breach. Oh, hell, I just gave it away again.
You're supposed to steal.
I was actually going to say Jim Breach on that one because I know he was the kicker in that time.
Okay, I believe him because that's an easy one and only a moron
give
would miss
points.
It, Scott. I am.
Yeah.
My show, I'll give him all the points if you don't straighten up.
I didn't
all
think
right.
I wasn't thinking Breach played by him during that time, but whatever.
Yeah, Breach started playing about the middle of the 1980 season, towards the end of the 80 season, when they released Ian Sunter for Jim Breach. Sammy, who led the Bengals in receiving during the 1985 season?
1985 season. The announcer everybody hates, Chris Collinsworth.
That is correct, and not everybody hates him. I think he's really good, actually.
I do, too.
I think he's really good because of this. Everybody thinks that he's against their team. There's not a team in the world that doesn't think Chris Collinsworth is against them.
Yeah.
Scott, in 1986, what team did the Bengals total 621 yards in a single game, setting a team record?
Houston Oilers.
No.
Oh,
Sammy.
It's my turn. I'm sorry. I'm going to Buffalo.
No, New York Jets. They beat them 52-21 at the end of the 86 season.
Damn it!
Ended up with a 10-6 record, the same as the Jets. But the Jets went to the playoffs because it was like a 4-way tie, and the Bengals lost 24-14 to Kansas City the first game that season.
You mentioned all your other shows, didn't you?
That season bothered me because I think the Bengals could have went to the Super Bowl, but that was the year they screwed it up themselves and lost 34-3 to Cleveland.
Yeah, I remember that game. That was not a fun day.
All righty. So what's the score right now, guys?
You tell us your lows.
Sammy has 45. Scott has 35.
All right.
That means you're losing, Scott.
I know that. Hey, Sammy, you warned me, but you said he's good.
I never said anybody was good. I just said that you'll choke under pressure like Peyton Manning and Brett Favre.
Hey, now.
All right.
We'll see.
All right, Sammy, what Bengals running back scored 2 touchdowns in a playoff victory in 1988 over Seattle?
Yeah. I would have to say that would probably be I'll just go with Icky Woods.
No. Scott?
James Brooks.
No. Stanley Wilson. Scott, you really need to answer this one correctly. Who did the Bengals select with the first pick of the 1995 draft?
God, where was I in that year? I was a junior in college. That would be... Oh, wait a second. Kajana Carter.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
Remember, because they actually traded up for him, and everybody thought things were changing around here.
Yeah.
And then they weren't.
Dumb. They should have never picked him. Oh, my God.
Well, if he didn't get hurt, it may not have been a bad pick. But I don't think he was very explosive or fast. But all right,
yeah.
Sammy. Who led the Bengals in passing yards in 1995?
95? I'm trying to think who was before that, a little bit before I started watching. That would have been Jeff Blake.
Yes. Sammy, I would like to say that while you complain about when you were born, that you answered 4 questions right before 1980.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know you like answering first. I know you like asking first round questions on draft picks. So that's pretty much what I studied on. and you notice when you asked me who was selected in the 10th round, I was like, "Go ahead, Scott, take a shot at it."
All righty, Scotty. Who led the Bengals in receiving yards during the 1997 season?
1997 receiving yards. I'm tempted to say, let's see. I'm going to go with, I don't know if I should, Carl Pickens.
No. Sammy?
Darnay Scott.
Darnay Scott is correct. It is now 60-45. All right. Since Sammy told me what he studied, I hate to ask him this question, but Scott asked to go last. Who did the Bengals select with their first pick in the 2008 NFL draft?
2008. Let's see here. Well, 2009 was Andre Smith. So 2008 would have been Keith Rivers.
That is correct. Okay, Scott, you probably want to answer this next one correctly. What college did Leon Hall attend?
Michigan.
You are correct. So right now we're at Sammy 70, Scott 55. So, Scott, do you have any, you know, words here at halftime to pump yourself up?
I may have met my match here. Mr. Stickler knows his stuff.
It's hard to say that, Rick. Can you say it real quick three times?
Piss off, piss off.
Okay, once again, we are live and little kids are listening. And someday your son will hear this, yeah. Especially if you lose, I'll make sure he does. But... All right, that's Sammy, funny. Any words here at halftime? You're pretty confident you've got this wrapped up, right?
I'm doing my best I can. Like I said, we'll just have to see how the second half goes.
All righty, here we go. Let's see. Second half, Scott, you will go first. Sammy will go second. Right. Scott, who coached the Bengals from 1984 to 1981 or 1991?
That would be Sam Weiss.
That is correct. Sammy, what Bengal was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1998?
Anthony Munoz.
That is correct. What year, Scott, did the Bengals have their first 10-win season?
I want to say, why am I thinking the 70s? No. Yes, 73.
That is correct.
They lost to the Dolphins? Yes.
Wow. Okay, so I won't ask that question later. Yes, they lost to the Dolphins 34-16.
Sorry.
They were actually only down 16-14 at halftime, too. Sammy, what years did the Bengals make their first back-to-back playoff trips?
This is just going to be a guess. 82, 83?
No. Scott?
Mm-hmm. 81.
No. 81, 82.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, we're right in the middle of it.
Wow.
All right. Sammy is up 80-75 right now. We got Scott, who was the Bengals' quarterbacks coach in 1975?
Wait a second. I think it was Bill Walsh.
You are correct. Sammy, who took over for Paul Brown as the Bengals' coach in 1976?
Forrest Gregg?
No. Scott?
No, Forrest Gregg. I want to say that would be Bill Johnson.
You are correct. So as of right now, Scott is now up 90-80 over Sammy.
Okay.
Let's see. Scott, who was the first Bengal to lead the NFL in passing in back-to-back seasons?
I'm going to say Ken Anderson, but I don't think it's right.
Okay. Then we'll call it wrong, but you are right. Sammy.
All right.
Who did the Bengals draft with the 17th pick in the first round, 17th or 11th pick, I believe it was, at a 1986 NFL draft? He was a linebacker out of Washington.
Joe Kelly?
Yes. Joe is also sick. Everybody is sick. Scott Meyer's daughter, I think Scott Meyer has his son or daughter was sick also, so that's why he's not on. So, Mr. Wilson, who intercepted a franchise record 9 passes in 1976?
Hmm. there's a name that keeps coming to my mind, and I don't know if I should say. I think it's Ken Riley.
You are correct.
Yeah.
That's not the franchise record, though. Delta O'Neill's got the franchise record at 10.
Who set the first franchise record?
Nice.
Okay, so you're wrong then, Scott, and I guess we'll give him 5 points for being right.
Son of a bitch. Oh, you punk.
What? What? What did you say?
No, no. I was talking to my son. He will not go to bed. Michael, I love you. I would never speak that way to you. You're
yeah,
nothing. You
right.
and I are like sunshine and rainbows.
Let's cut out the gay stuff, all right, Scott? Actually,
yes.
I like Sammy better than you. Let's see. Who we had here? Scott or Sammy?
That's me.
I think it's Sammy.
Sammy. Who was the first Bengal to be named NFL MVP?
Ken Anderson.
Yes. So as of right now, Sammy's got 105. Scott has 100. It's going back and forth. We got about 5 minutes left here. Scott, who took over for Carson Palmer during the 2005 playoff loss to the Steelers?
John Kitna.
Yeah, that was a baby question. All right, 110 to 105 at the end of that round.
Yeah.
Sammy, who led the Bengals to a come-from-behind win to open the 1981 season over the Seahawks? They were down 21 to nothing, came back 127-21.
Repeat that question only again.
Who was the quarterback, the backup quarterback, who came in and replaced Kenny Anderson in the 1981 season opener to lead the Bengals from a 21-0 deficit to a 27-21 win?
I can never remember what his last name is. It's like Turk something, isn't it?
Yes. Are you all right with giving him that there, Scott?
Yeah, because you actually, I think you asked me that question one time. Or you, that question I've heard it before. That's fine.
I don't know what that has to do with him answering that question. But,
well, I just,
Scott.
Cause I, yeah, whatever.
What was? Who did the Bengals first lose to in their 1981 season?
God darn you. I'm going to say... I think it was, wait a second, it was the Seahawks. Seahawks.
No, no, you are wrong. Sammy.
Cleveland Browns.
You are correct.
They didn't lose the Seahawks that year?
No, because obviously if you'd have paid attention to the question before, who was the Bengals' backup quarterback to lead the Bengals to a season-opening win over the Seattle Seahawks in 1981? You would have known that wasn't the answer.
All right.
All right. So you were wrong. So who's up now? Sammy. Who was the Bengals' first loss to in the 1988 season?
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark because I'm not really for sure. Just Pittsburgh?
No. Scott.
No, this was the Patriots because I think they were 6-0, and the Steelers had like 5 interceptions.
That is correct. So yeah. We're to Scott. That's the end of that round. Sammy 120, Scott 115.
This is a good game. He knows his stuff.
All right, Scott. Quit kissing ass.
Okay. Okay. We'll see.
Come up with some good ones here. Who was the? Let's see. We are to Scott. Were you the one starting this round off? Yeah, because you're okay. Who was
sure.
the first player drafted by the Bengals?
Bob Johnson.
That is correct. Sammy, what Bengal was the AFL Rookie of the Year in 1968?
1968.
Yeah.
Imagine Paul Robinson.
Yes.
Yep, nice.
This is pretty good. We can do this all night. Who was the first Bengal to be Who was the first Bengals punter to start at wide receiver, Scott?
Well, they haven't had that many punters. I'm going to go with Pat McNally because I know he did a lot of stuff.
Yes, you are correct. Sammy, to retake the lead, who did the Bengals beat to clinch their first divisional title in 1970?
Was that the Boston Patriots?
Yes, it was.
Nice.
All right. Sammy, at the end of that, rounds up 140 to 135, and we are running out of time, Scott. So if you miss anything else, you're probably dead in the water.
All right.
Who was the first Bengal to have 200 yards receiving in a single game?
I feel like this is a trick question. I want to say Chad Johnson.
Well, if that's what you want to say, Sammy, you can steal it.
Damn it.
I'm drawing a blank on it as well. I'm just going to go ahead and say Chris Collinsworth.
Okay, it was Charlie Joyner. We have two questions left for each of you. Sammy, who was the first Bengals player to have 100 yards rushing and receiving in the same game?
Ooh. Rushing and receiving?
Yes.
I'm just going to say Essex Johnson, but I'd say it's probably wrong.
You are correct. 150 to 135.
Nice.
His go-to answer from what I've learned over the couple shows he's been on is always Essex Johnson. Scott, what player did the Bengals draft in 1984 but refused to play for the Bengals?
Oh. It wasn't Esiason. Was it Ricky Hunley? Ricky Hunley.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
All right. Sammy, what USFL team did Dave Lapham leave the Bengals for?
I know this.
5 seconds, because this show will cut us off at the bottom of the air.
I'm going to go ahead and pass it on if I can't think of it.
All right, Scott, to tie the game.
I know the team was the Generals. I don't know where they were from, because he coached with my dad, and I got
all right, we got it. We are right now at a 150 to 150 tie. We've got 90 seconds left. How many 1,000-yard rushers did the Bengals have during the decades of the 70s, Scott?
I'm going to say zero.
That is correct. All right. You got to answer this one, and we'll call it a tie. Who caught Boomer Esiason's first touchdown pass, Sammy?
Boomer Esiason's first touchdown pass?
Yes.
This is probably going to be wrong. I'm just going to go ahead and say Chris Collinsworth.
It was ML Harris. Scott, you win 160 to 150. That was a hell of a game, guys.
That was fun. Nice job.
That was good.
Sam, you're all in the tournament. You know your stuff.
So Scott Wilson is the grand champion for this season. He'll be back to defend his title next year, unless they've kicked me off the air for all the profanities he's used earlier in the year. So for Scott Wilson, Sammy Stickler, this is Mike Goodpaster. You've been listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.